Dan, can you bring us up to speed? Give us some general background on the Escalade project. What is it? Where would it be located if built?
So the Escalade project is a proposed high-end resort on the rim of the Grand Canyon, east of the National Park, which is actually on Navajo land. The resort would be located above what's known as the confluence, which is where the Colorado River and the Little Colorado River meet within the Grand Canyon. Now, the main attraction of the Escalade is actually a tramway or gondola that would take as many as 10,000 people per day down to the river in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And so that gondola would be the main attraction of the tourism development.
Now, I want to play a clip from the film from Renee Yellowhorse. She's a native Navajo and outspoken critic of the Escalade. And she brings up an issue with the project that a lot of people are talking about. Let's take a listen here.
And our questions come up with that is, okay, 10,000 people a day. Where is that sewage going to go? They haven't answered those questions. Where's the water going to go?
10,000 tourists a day. Have the developers come up with a water or a sewage plan yet?
As far as I know, and as far as Renee and all the groups involved in this fight know, they haven't put together any realistic plan to deal with the sewage. They're talking about possibly drilling into groundwater supplies at the site. As many people know, the Colorado River Basin is already very over-allocated. And so for the developers to come out and say, well, we're going to tap that groundwater, is a serious concern for everybody involved and everybody in the area.
So in the film, we don't hear directly from any of the proposed developers, but we do hear the arguments for the project, and that has to do with the jobless rate and poverty
right
on the Navajo Nation. Can you give us the case for building the Escalade?
Well, first of all, I requested many interviews with the developers, but they never got back to me. Those communities, Navajo communities and Native communities in northern Arizona, have unemployment rates that are many, many times the national average. And so there's the idea that the project would bring in some well-paying jobs into the region, and that's not incorrect. There would be a few well-paying jobs, but most of the profits would go right back to the developers in Scottsdale.
Dan, how likely do you think it is the Escalade moves forward?
It seems pretty unlikely, given that there's been so much criticism of it within the community. And, you know, until everybody in the community can kind of come together and say, this is what we want or this is not what we want, then it's going to be difficult for the developers to move forward in the project. So I feel optimistic, and certainly it's something we have to keep our eye on and not just, you know, declare victory and, you know, walk away from it. But I feel pretty confident that at this point it won't go through.